Got that right.
On that note, we are here at the 2018 Northwest Credit Union Association's MAX Convention in beautiful Tacoma, Washington, where it's doing its best imitation of a nice summer day outside.
Yeah.
Very beautiful out there. We are here with Providence Federal Credit Union's very own Brett Wooden. Brett, he's back again.
Yes.
You're back again. And Popeye's Tim Pranger. Tim, how are you, sir?
I'm doing good.
Good to have you back in the studio lounge.
Yeah, it's great to be here.
Great. Exactly. So, I mean, before we get into our talking video, how's the conference going for you guys so far?
Excellent. It's going great.
Yeah?
Great sessions.
Yes?
Love the Strategic Link trade show.
Oh, yeah.
Getting value out of that. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's been great. Good to catch up with people.
Yeah. This guy was in there.
Yes.
He was in there.
Yeah. I'm in there. It's been really good. It's always fun to hear the conversations about how things are changing mm-hmm. and how you want to move forward with new technology.
Yeah. So and you guys are a big proponent of that.
We do like that tech space. We do like changing how you interact with people.
So let's talk about changing. I mean, because what you guys are doing is really kind of changing things, you know.
You guys are
like on the cusp of revolutionary type stuff, because I mean, ever since I interviewed Gene yesterday about the first time we met in Belfast at the World Council
in Ireland,
he showed me this technology and we demoed it internationally and it worked like a charm.
Over cell, no less.
Yeah.
So that was amazing.
And I feel sorry for the person on the other end of the line, because it was like 3 a.m. or something
that. But they've done that a few times, so they're okay.
But it's all fun. So, hey, we're talking video banking and how it's changing banking, basically. How is it changing banking at Providence? How you guys been using it?
Well, I think the big thing is we've really been looking at, so for Providence, the healthcare system, they've really been going more digital. So at the PDX Airport, they now have they call it a Healthcare Express center, where you can essentially go in, touch a screen, meet with a nurse, doctor, healthcare provider.
On screen?
And they also have a mobile app. It's the same thing. You can connect directly to your doctor. I've even heard stories of where someone feels like they have strep throat.
Yeah.
They can turn on the camera, shove it down their throat, and they can diagnose it. So we really want to, this whole express healthcare model, we're kind of piggybacking on that. So we're looking at doing CU express banking.
Mm-hmm.
And so Pop.io fits perfectly in this. We're going to be doing little express banking centers. As well as we're going to call it, you know, CU Express Video Bank.
There you go.
Is the name. So we just saw the fit. Everything's kind of molding together. The strategy of you know, doctors, nurses work 36 to 46 hour shifts. They don't have time to go into a branch. And so we really want to create this convenience that, hey, in between, while they're getting Starbucks coffee in between their shifts, they could video chat with us.
And make that connection.
Right. And make that connection.
Right.
Yeah,
so,
that's perfect. Wow. Very nice. Yeah. So when's this going to happen?
So we're right now we're going through the process.
Yes.
So it should be, I think the goal is to start launching some of this stuff late November, early December.
Oh, that's soon.
So
that's like 2 weeks, Brett.
Right, yeah. I know, it's been a great process. We've hired staff.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the big, things to just figure out is, you know, it's not, you can't take somebody from your call center and essentially, hey, go on video.
Mm-hmm.
You have to find the people. We've talked with you about it. Some of the other credit unions out there, Rivermark, that utilize some of this technology, that do video interviews first.
Mm-hmm.
And some of those interviews have been like amazing.
That's great.
Was in a car, one was in the Starbucks, and they're honest. They said, hey, it's either this or Starbucks, or it's either this or, you know, I'm in between, you know, kind of my lunch break. And so they've been amazing.
Funny.
And the individuals you get for that too are, I just find they're outgoing. They very intelligent how they utilize the camera and interact. It's just amazing. And that's why the Pop.io feature of that, when you're talking with somebody, it shows like a little emoji of
their emotions. Yeah.
Their emotions, which is awesome. So the person on the other end will know.
Yep, exactly. So, we do interviews through this as well.
Yeah,
it's so funny.
Do you? Okay.
Because you see people in cars and they're like, you know, I can see you right now. And they're like eating a cheeseburger.
Right.
And maybe let's try again later.
Yeah.
Or where'd you get that cheeseburger?
Yeah,
I'm really hungry right now.
That's
exactly.
But it's always fun to do it that way and see how people react and how they're talking.
Right. Yeah. So, and then the other thing, I mean, part of one of the big reasons is we get a lot of calls in our call center essentially about how do you use this, or I'm kind of stuck on the loan application. Then the Pop.io feature of being able to share your screen, walk them through it, have them sign on their device, and we're utilizing the whole, essentially the whole features that you can. So online banking, we're going to have it. We're going to have a screen in our CU Express banking centers, and then the mobile feature.
Yeah.
So And I will say the price is like unbelievable. It is amazing.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. All right.
Yeah. Not to say you're giving it away, but it feels like that.
I'm happy to hear that you feel that way.
Yeah, yeah. So
it's Black Friday all over again.
Right.
All right.
And
it's Cyber Monday, right?
Cyber Monday.
Yeah.
There you go.
And this is really one of those things. I truly believe that 2 years from now, it's going to be kind of like the first, like the Apple Watch, where you go to a conference and you're looking around, no one has it. Then 2 years later, it's
everyone
like, who doesn't
it.
Have
everyone
it, right?
It. Mm-hmm.
So,
yep. Have a watch. Sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm working on it.
Hey, there's a lot in there that are giveaways.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I'm in the minority now.
Yeah.
My goodness. So what does this tell you, though, Tim, about how Koreans are using this technology and how video is like, it's really taking off. Really, I mean, in this way.
Yeah, well, I think what it tells you is that what is the value of an experience? And what is the value of that interaction? And how are you interacting with people? And it matters,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Because those people that just work 40 hours, like, I have to go somewhere?
Yeah.
Right. I have to get in my car,
exactly.
go through stoplights, traffic.
They might be
stuff.
Sleeping yeah. in that room in the hospital and just pull up the app and say, hey, you know what? I need to get this done. Let's go
mm-hmm.
ahead and get that done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's just changing how you interact with people and making it easier for them to trust you and do business
mm-hmm.
with you in the long term.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that is revolutionary, you know, because before it was, yeah, well, I got to go through the drive-through. I mean, even that's a hassle now.
Yeah.
My
right.
gosh.
Yeah.
How
yeah.
spoiled are we now, you know?
Well, we have ACD, so we don't even have to go to ATMs to deposit checks.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Spoiled.
Yeah.
I haven't even get my car anymore. So
exactly.
this is kind of along the same lines.
Yeah.
This just takes it to another step, another
yep.
level that
right.
you guys
yeah.
are finding.
Yes,
so, exactly.
very much so, yeah.
So, I mean, how did you get involved with Pop.io? I mean, was it... Was there like an extreme interest in using video from your members at Ukraine?
I think it's kind of interesting. It's kind of fate, I guess. So I'm part of the Value Creation Task Force, which is kind of a pillar of the Strategic Link. And we saw a demo
okay.
of it first. So that really kind of started the peak interest.
Yeah.
Then when we went through the whole process of the ITMs and getting ITMs, FTSI brought it in and said, hey, when you go into the credit unions and see these in California, part of it is check out this, this feature that there's Pop.io.
Mm-hmm.
And when we saw kind of like how members interacted, the staff and how engaged they were with the members through the devices, we're like, this has got to piggyback with the ITM.
Yeah,
there's, you know,
definitely.
No doubt.
So all in, I guess, on the video. So
very complimentary.
Really
so where are you going to take it? What are the next steps for you guys? Where are you going to take this next?
I think we got to get it launched.
Is it going to be on your iWatch?
Yeah.
Maybe on the
iWatch.
Yeah.
As soon as they get a camera that works really well.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah.
It
yeah.
will.
That will happen.
So, but yeah, there's just awesome functionality with it.
Yeah,
so
we're excited.
Cool.
Well, let's check back in maybe 6 months down the road and see how the launch went and how it's working and all that type of stuff. I'd love to have you guys back on to see how it's going.
Yeah, sounds
definitely.
Good. Sounds
all right,
good.
Guys. All right, gentlemen. Well, thank you very much. Appreciate the time as always,
yeah,
Brett.
Thank you.
Back in here again, Tim.
Yeah.
Always.